if I'm with a pretty girl like you. Signals propagated through the highly modified web of Nexus nodes in his brain. The drug's nanostructures evaluated data, processed it, transformed it. Don Juan made a choice in milliseconds. Input spiked at Nexus nodes attached to neurons in the speech centers of his frontal and temporal lobes. Nerve impulses raced outward from speech centers to motor cortex, and from there to the muscles of his tongue and jaw, his lips and diaphragm. A fraction of a second after he'd heard the girl speak, those muscles contracted to produce his response.
"Yeah, I love to dance,"
Cade heard himself say. Who writes these lame lines? He wondered.
"Want to see if there's something good tonight?"
she asked. Frances. Her name was Frances. They'd met 20 minutes ago in this hallway. She was 26 years old, a Virgo, a graphic designer by trade. Frances smelled nice, liked to touch him when she talked, and did look rather fetching in her tight pants and low-cut top. She loved acro yoga, loud dance music, travel in Central America, and her two cats. Cade had never asked anyone their sign before. He supposed, in a way, he still hadn't. The software had done that with his mouth and lungs. Did that count? All the test was supposed to show was that software could use their Nexus-based interface to control speech and hearing in a real environment. It was Rangan who'd insisted on using this dating app to test their platform, and that Cade be the one to run it.
"You gotta get out and have some fun, dude," he'd said. "All you do is mope around. Flirting with some girls is exactly what you need."
Next time, he thought to himself, Rangan can do the field test.
"Sure, let's see what's happening,"
Don Juan answered. Cade pulled out his phone and stuck it to the wall beside them. Don Juan spoke to it.
"Bay Area dance parties tonight. Full immersion for two."
Frances turned to face the camera. A partygoer jostled her as he scooted by down the hall. She squeezed up against Cade, nestling into his side. Her body did feel rather warm and enticing, he had to admit. He put an arm around her waist as the phone responded to his request. Maybe Rangan did have a point. Retinal projectors sought out their eyes. Targeted acoustics zeroed in on their ears. Local events scrolled across shared vision. Serotonin Overload 4. A brief advertisement for the event washed over their senses. Pulsing music, syncopated lights, warm smiles, dancers embracing and moving in time. Frances made a face.
"Oh, a little too earnest for me,"
Cade chuckled. Next. Cygnus Express, a Project Odysseus fundraiser. Vastness of space, planets orbiting distant suns, partygoers in gleaming imitations of vacuum suits, bleeping sound of contact through the static of cosmic background radiation overlaid with driving trance rhythm. Frances shrugged. Damn, she felt good pressed against him.
"In space,"
she said,
"no one can hear you dance."
Cade shrugged. Next. Care Bear by United Skeins of Sexy. New sights and sounds, writhing almost naked bodies, skin moving against skin, moaning, pulsing sounds, fast flashes of mouths and hips and breasts. Frances moved her hip against him just a bit.
"Now that looks pretty hot, yeah?"
Cade laughed out loud. Any other night, he wouldn't have the balls to venture into a scene like that. But what the hell? His task tonight was to push the platform they'd built on top of Nexus's nanoscale elements to its limits. It'll be a great test case, he told himself. I'm doing this for science. Don Juan responded for him. Maybe. You planning on getting fresh with me? Cade let it drive, let it wink with his eye. Frances smirked and raised an eyebrow, turning towards him, her body still pressed against his.
Oh, you'd like that, would you?
She batted her pretty green eyes up at him. Oh, I think the pleasure would be all yours.